This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, here's something we haven't talked about in a while. The debt limit. Congress and the White House do a little dance every couple of years where Congress has to vote to lift or suspend the total amount of debt the government is allowed to run up. They always do let it run up, but only after a whole lot of drama. The latest suspension of the limit, currently set at $28.1 trillion, expires on July 31st. And once again, shockingly, this thing is a cliffhanger. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look at how we got here.
The history of the debt limit starts with World War I. It's 1917. The U.S. declares war on Germany, then has to figure out how to pay for it. So Congress passes legislation allowing the Treasury Department to borrow money by selling war bonds to investors and the American public.
Motion picture stars arrive in Washington to aid in the nation's campaign to sell war bonds.
Treasury was free to sell the bonds as long as the borrowing didn't go over a certain amount, a debt limit. Before this, Treasury had to go running to Congress for approval every time it wanted to borrow money. Shai Akabis says it got to be a pain in the neck. He's an economist at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
And the debt limit was effectively a way that Congress could set an overall limit and then let the Treasury Department issue debt as they needed.
Now, a higher debt limit does not mean funding more government programs.
It is not new spending that we are incurring as a result of raising the debt limit. It's just paying the bills that are already due.
But if those bills stack up, rising higher than the debt limit Congress set, lawmakers have to do one of two things: raise the limit or suspend it for a certain period of time. Laura Blessing is a senior fellow at Georgetown University.
Historically, this has normally been done with very little fanfare. These have not normally been battle royales in Congress and in our politics.
But over the past three decades, the debt ceiling began sparking political battles over federal spending. Then came 2011, and
a very empowered number of fiscal hardliners in the House Republican Conference who say, look, you know, we're not voting for any tax raises, period, the end.
Blessing says in 2011, Congress barely raised the debt ceiling in time to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its debts. So where are we with the debt limit now? Well, Congress suspended it for 2 years back in 2019 when it stood at almost $22 trillion. That suspension expires at the end of this July. So Congress doesn't have much time to suspend the debt ceiling again or raise it. This is a movie Lindsay Piegza has seen before. She's chief economist at Stifel Financial.
It comes down to more of a political show as opposed to a legitimate tactic to rein in government spending.
Piegza says she expects more brinksmanship, but Congress will again raise or suspend the debt limit because the alternative to default is unthinkable. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.